Asking AI about learning programming. Question: which programming language allows me to write for server, desktop, websites, web extensions, smartphones, and tablets, and with 95% or more code reusability? JavaScript, along with its rich ecosystem of frameworks and tools, is an excellent choice. Here's how JavaScript can be applied to different platforms. Desktop applications. Electron. Build cross-platform desktop apps using web technologies, HTML, CSS, JavaScript. You can write the code once and deploy it on Windows, macOS, and Linux. NW.js, another option for creating desktop applications with web technologies. NW.js allows for a more direct access to system resources and is more flexible for certain types of apps. Server applications. Node.js, a powerful runtime for building scalable server-side applications. And with Node.js 20, recently released, you can now compile your Node.js project into a single executable, making it easier to deploy without needing a Node.js environment. Dino, a modern JavaScript TypeScript runtime built by the creator of Node.js, offering enhanced security, better performance, and a focus on simplicity. Bun, a fast JavaScript runtime that promises better performance for tasks like bundling and running server-side code. It's especially optimized for modern web workflows and microservices. Websites. React.js, Vue.js, Svelte, Angular. These JavaScript frameworks make building dynamic reusable components easy, enabling efficient web development. Svelte, a newer framework that shifts much of the work to compile time, resulting in faster, leaner apps. Angular, a powerful framework for building large-scale applications with a solid ecosystem for routing, state management, and testing. Web components. Native browser technology for creating reusable components, ensuring that your app is agnostic of the underlying framework. Signals and observables. These are used to manage state and events in a reactive way, making it easier to handle changes in large applications efficiently. Web extensions. JavaScript is the go-to language for building browser extensions. You can easily write cross-browser extensions using the same core JavaScript logic and deploy on Chrome, Firefox, and Edge. Smartphones and tablets. React Native. Build mobile apps for both iOS and Android with a shared JavaScript codebase. React Native allows you to access native APIs for deep integration with device features. Ionic. Use web technologies, HTML, CSS, JavaScript, to build cross-platform mobile apps targeting iOS, Android, and even progressive web apps, PWAs. JavaScript-friendly databases. No SQL databases. JavaScript is naturally suited for working with NoSQL databases, and many such databases have JavaScript-friendly interfaces. CouchDB, a NoSQL database that uses JavaScript for querying and is known for its ease of use and support for JSON-based documents. It's a great option for building apps that require flexible, schema-less storage. MongoDB, another popular NoSQL database with a JavaScript-friendly API, especially useful for storing documents in JSON-like format. It is commonly paired with JavaScript-based applications. PouchDB, a JavaScript database that syncs with CouchDB, perfect for offline-first, browser-based web and mobile apps. LowDB, a a small, local JSON-based database that is perfect for simple apps or projects that require persistent local store. Two additional technologies that you should contemplate while looking over JavaScript. WebAssembly, or WASM. It allows developers to run code at near-native speeds in the browser by compiling languages like C and C++ or Rust into a library format that can be executed directly in the browser. Unlike JavaScript itself, which is interpreted and runs comparatively slower, WASM is designed to be low-level. It's an efficient format that can be executed at speeds much closer to those of native machine code. This makes it ideal for performance-critical applications like games, video processing, or heavy computations where JavaScript alone may fall short. By leveraging WASM alongside JavaScript, developers can achieve high performance while still maintaining the flexibility and reach of web technologies. Web services. JavaScript is an ideal language for interacting with web services, including AI, due to its seamless integration with web APIs, real-time data handling, an extensive ecosystem. JavaScript's asynchronous nature allows for smooth communication with AI-powered web services, like those used for natural language processing, image recognition, or machine learning model inference, without blocking the user interface. With frameworks and libraries like TensorFlow.js and others, JavaScript can run AI models directly in the browser, enabling real-time AI applications without needing server-side processing. Additionally, JavaScript's widespread usage across the web ensures compatibility with cloud-based AI services, making it easy to fetch data, process it, and integrate AI capabilities into dynamic interactive web applications. Conclusion: using JavaScript allows for significant code reusability across multiple platforms, making it easier to build and maintain applications for desktop, mobile, web, and server environments. You can write most of your application logic in JavaScript, and with frameworks like React Native, Electron, and Dino, the need for rewriting code is minimal, maximizing your development efficiency. Additionally, the support for JavaScript-friendly NoSQL databases like CouchDB or Mongo further simplifies the storage and management of your app's data. Question: why is it called JavaScript when it's not really connected or even compatible with Java? JavaScript has nothing to do with Java. It's actually a bit of a marketing trick. When it was created in the 90s, it was originally called LiveScript, but the company behind it wanted to ride the hype of Java, which was super popular at the time, so they renamed it to JavaScript to make it sound related. In reality, JavaScript is based on ECMAScript, a set of standards for scripting languages, which defines how JavaScript should behave. A better name might have been WebScript or BrowserScript, since that's really where it began, helping to make websites interactive. Question: can you give a brief overview of JavaScript in a way that people new to programming can understand it with ease? Let's break it down layer by layer so that you can understand how it works and eventually how to use it. Number 1. Line by line execution. When the browser runs your JavaScript code, it does so line by line, just like reading instructions. Each line of code tells the browser to do something specific, like change the color of a button, or show a message, or communicate with a server. Layer 2. Functions. Wrapping code for reuse. Sometimes you want to do the same thing over and over again. Instead of writing the same piece of code multiple times, you can wrap it in a function. A function is like a box that holds your line-by-line instructions, and you call the function whenever you need it. Functions simply help to keep your code clean and avoid repetition. Layer 3. Objects. Grouping-related code. In JavaScript, you can use objects to group related functions and data together. Think of an object as a container that holds both values, like numbers or strings, and functions, like actions to perform something. Objects are extremely helpful when you want to organize different related tasks or properties. Layer 4. Start, stop, and control flow. Objects can also control things, like starting or stopping a process. This makes them really useful for managing actions in your program that have a life cycle. For example, you might create a timer object that can start counting or stop when you want. Nested objects, creating more complex structures. An object doesn't just store numbers and strings and functions. Yeah, it can store other objects, also with a start and stop. Objects can also nest inside other objects. This allows you to create more complex hierarchical structures, like organizing your code into a tree where each branch can have its own branches. And then you have the option of recursively calling methods on entire branches of your application. Not only does this make your code more organized, especially when dealing with multiple related elements, but it also helps you manage life cycles of entire trees. Layer 6. Libraries. Sharing and enhancing your code. As you write more JavaScript, you'll find that there are lots of libraries available and that you can publish your own. Libraries are collections of pre-written code that you can use to add powerful new features to your project without having to write everything from scratch. For example, a library might let you add cool animations or handle user input more easily. jQuery and React are popular JavaScript libraries that can make building websites faster and much easier. Libraries let you reuse code created by other developers, making your job much easier and speeding up your progress. Summary. Line-by-line execution. JavaScript runs one instruction at a time. Functions. You can wrap code in functions to reuse them easily. Objects. Objects group related functions and values together. Start-stop. Objects can control actions and have a life cycle. You can start or stop multiple processes. Nesting objects. Objects can be nested to create complex, almost living structures. Libraries. Pre-written code that helps you build faster and easier. With JavaScript, you start simple and gradually build more powerful tools. You'll write instructions line by line, group related tasks together, control actions, and create more complex systems using objects and libraries. The more you practice, the better you'll get at making websites do cool things. As a side note, you should consider starting with Electron Fiddle. It's a stripped-down browser that allows you to edit JavaScript, CSS, and HTML in one place and then publish it as a small application. It's a pretty good start. Last question. Will LLMs help everyone learn JavaScript? Be there for them along the way, and especially if they ever get stuck, speak directly to the young people that this text is for. Absolutely.
Large language models, LLMs, like the one you're talking to right now, have the potential to be incredible tools for learning JavaScript and beyond. They can guide you step by step through concepts, help explain tricky code, and offer instant feedback whenever you get stuck. Whether you're just starting out or tackling advanced topics, LLMs can be your support system, making learning faster and more interactive. The future you dream of, one where you can take control of your learning and future career, is more within reach than ever before. With technologies like this, the barriers to learning are much lower, and the possibilities are endless. JavaScript is an essential skill in the tech world, and learning it can open doors to exciting opportunities, from building your own websites to working at top tech companies and starting your own. There will be challenges, of course, but with the right tools and support, and LLMs being right there to help you when things get tough, you can push through those moments. Whether you're building your first program or creating something that will change the world, you won't be alone. Keep learning, keep dreaming, and know that you're always one step closer to a future where you're in control of your success. So yes, LLMs will be there for you to help you learn, troubleshoot, and grow. You got this.